think we have more people in the studio than we've ever had in 100 years on the air. I don't think we've had this many before. All right, these are students from Case High School and also Schulte High School. Am I right there? What is it?
Schulte Gifford.
Yeah, Gifford too. Okay, so they're here. See how I am? I don't know this stuff. Okay, I'm going to go around the room real quickly. We're going to try to get everybody in on the full half hour. Landon?
Here. Yep.
Yep, you got to speak up. Get, you know, it's radio. Okay, Landon. Then we've got, next up, we've got Brinley.
Hello.
Yeah, then we've got Sophia.
Hey.
Hey. We've got Lucy.
Hi.
Alexander.
Yeah.
All right, we can hear everybody. That's good. We got everybody in here. Okay, these students are from the Skills USA Wisconsin Regional Competition, which was held at Gateway on Friday the 13th, last Friday. Was that, anybody have their rabbit's foot with them or four-leaf clover? And
No.
Let's see. I would have loaded up on that day. Okay, what is Skill USA? What is that? And give us a lowdown on how you got started. Who's going to be the first talker?
Well, Skills USA is an organization that started at Gifford last year, and Case has been doing it for a while now. But last year, it's very organized, and it builds up leadership in students and helps them build their careers when they're just starting to learn.
Okay, what kind of skills are we talking about?
So it's a competition-based program where they'll have a lot of different competitions, from job interview to job skill demo.
Prepared speech.
Really? So you got to learn how to do a job interview, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I did in middle school, and I'm now doing it in high school as well.
And she has won first 3 times for that.
Mm-hmm. So how many years? Now, you people, you must have started real early doing this. 3 years worth.
Well,
no.
We were in eighth grade when it started, and yes. We're just now starting high school.
So we have now been in it for 2 years now. I have won regionals for job skill last year, and then state I won gold at state for job skills demo and welding sculpture in Madison. And this year, last week, I had the gold for regionals.
What's it say on those blazers? You guys are all wearing nice red blazers. What does it say on there?
Skills USA.
Oh, Skills USA. Oh, look at that. They gave you those nice blazers, too.
So these are loaned from the school, and they're actually very expensive.
Oh, you don't get to keep them?
No.
No.
But they're about $100 each, and the buttons are like $3 each.
Wow. Okay, let's go around here. Alexander.
Yes?
We want to know your skill.
I did job skill demonstration where...
Middle school.
Yeah, middle school. And I did it on 3D printing. So
I can't comprehend 3D printing. I can't comprehend how you can make something and use it from a 3D printer. I know the public library has it here in Racine, a 3D printer.
Yes, they do.
You ever use one? You must have used one.
Yeah, I've used the ones at the library a few times, and Gifford has a few as well.
What do you make with it?
You can pretty much make anything that you want. You would just have to either find a design or make it yourself on like a design software.
Oh, you lost me already. What was your skill?
I did job skill demonstration open for high school. I sewed a circle skirt in front of the judge, and I won 3rd in that category for high school.
Okay, that was Lucy.
Yep.
Okay, and let's go to Sophia. What was your job skill?
So my job skills, I do welding sculpture and job interview.
Welding sculpture?
Mm-hmm.
You got the hat and everything with the fire torch and everything? Wow.
Yes, so you make it at home and you bring it in and you have a binder with you with times and prices for everything. So you will bring in a binder and you present your sculpture at state.
Wow. Let's go to Brinley.
Hello. In middle school, I competed in t-shirt design, and now in high school, I'm doing pin design.
When you say t-shirt design, you mean like something on the t-shirt?
Yep, something on the t-shirt. So you basically have to make a design that represents both of your state and also Skills USA.
Oh, okay. That's good. And finally, Landon, what was your skill?
I did CO2 dragster racing for middle school, and I got 2nd place.
Wow, this is good. How'd you find out about this? Did Skill USA come to your school?
Actually, Miss Allison just put up a poster one time in our hallway, and we just showed up to a room, and then we started competing. We had officer elections and everything.
Whoa. How many students were at the regionals last Friday?
I want to say there were around 150.
Whoa.
It was the biggest group they've ever seen. So we actually, they're probably going to have to find a bigger venue next year because not everybody could fit.
So how many, now each person had to go deal with the judges, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
100 and some odd people? That must take an all day.
Yep, it is an all day thing. We get passes from school and then we go represent our school in Skills USA.
Oh, that's right. You guys should be in school now, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do I have to sign a ball pass or anything? Do I have to sign a
no,
note?
No, you don't.
Okay, because
I'll sign your notes for you. I don't care. Okay. Now the region, the big one coming up is in Madison, and that's in, is that in April or?
It's in early April.
How many people are going to be at that thing?
There's usually around 1,000. Like, I think last year there were around 4,000.
Whoa! And the judges have to speak to each one?
There are different judges for every competition, and there's usually two or three judges. So each judge probably talks to 45 people.
So job interview last year at State had around 5 other volunteers just for job interview.
As judges.
Well, you guys are
judges and helping work with the kids.
Yeah. You guys are amazing doing this. Now, when we get back from the break, we're going to find out how you're doing in school, what you're taking, subjects and everything, because this is nice, but I want to know where the A's are coming from, the B's. No D's. Anybody get D's or F's in this class? No? Okay, that's good. You didn't say, okay, you shook real fast, Alexander, so make sure you are real. Okay. Okay, we're going to talk about all that coming up in just a moment. We have students from Case High School. Is it Schulte? And Gifford, right? I got all the schools here?
Yep.
And these are students who were in the regionals for the Skills USA competition, and you guys all won. I hate to say won, but you won, right?
We all, we all placed with medals.
Oh, really? Where are the medals?
Some of them.
I have them.
Wow, let's see what they look like. What are you hiding? Whoa.
So this is gold for regional.
Let me see that, Alexander. Oh, that's very nice. You get to keep these, though, right?
Yes.
These don't have to be returned with the Blazers, right? Well, these are nice. Mm-hmm.
And then these are the ones for State.
Whoa, look at these medals.
That's a gold State one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, very nice. I'm very impressed. You should be wearing these around your neck today. Well, I wouldn't hide them. If I had these, I'd be wearing them 24 hours a day. I'd wear them to sleep at night. Well, congratulations. Thank you, Alexander. Yep. All right, we've got students from all over Racine. We got Case, Schulte, Gifford. Missing any?
Nope.
Okay. Now, some of you are in high school. Raise your hands if you're in high school. Okay, we got you three in the middle of high school. Mm-hmm. You're in
eighth grade.
That's they call it middle school, junior high here. What are they called?
Junior high.
Called junior high.
Junior high. It's not junior high here.
No, it's middle school.
Oh, middle school. But you are taking high school courses.
Yes, I am taking one high school class. It is geometry.
Wow. In high school, I tried to take chemistry. I couldn't do it. I couldn't figure it. Anybody here taking chemistry?
We're taking it next year.
Yeah, where do you get to chemistry? I couldn't get the concept of moles. I couldn't get that concept. Mm-hmm. And the teacher brought me in one day and said, "You're holding the class back with your questions." And so he said, "Maybe you'd like earth science a little better." And so I took earth science. And I'm going to tell you, I couldn't get chemistry. I just couldn't grab that. Okay, so let's see who's doing well here. Landon, you're in the first position. Landon McCoy goes to Schulte School. And how you doing in glasses? Grades, good?
Yes, I have straight A's right now.
Straight A's? All right. Brindley. How are we doing in school?
Pretty good, mostly A's, a few B's and C's, but those are
she went right over that real quick.
No, those are my advanced classes. The B's and C's are my advanced classes.
What's advanced?
Literature is more like in depth than English, so you analyze the text more. And geometry is
a harder math class.
Yeah, harder math.
Oh, I don't want to do
geometry. Oh man, my high school was a lot easier than this. Okay, how you doing? Don't tell me yet. Sophia, how you doing in school?
Okay, so I'm doing pretty good. I have all A's at the moment, and I'm in some of the advanced classes that Brindley's in, like geometry and literature.
Wow. And don't tell me, Lucy.
Yep. I'm in the basic math, and I have a C. I don't do math. And then I'm in literature, and I have an A, which is insane. It's really hard to get an A in that class.
Okay.
So I worked really hard for
you. Alexander, we already know you're taking one advanced class.
Yeah, I have an A in most of my classes. I believe I have only one or two Bs.
All right. My dad, when he saw my report card and he saw B's on, he said, what's the problem here? I said, there's no problem. It's a B. You know, we got a problem here. I said, by the way, my father never finished high school. He went into the war, World War II, and he never finished, yelling at me for getting a B. But that was what I got. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and did we talk about on the air what you guys want to do after school?
No.
Okay. After school, we'll start off with Landon. You're looking for what now?
I want to be a civil engineer when I grow up.
Yeah. Well, you're grown up. Just when you get out of school, you want to be a civil engineer.
Yeah.
Why that?
Because I think it's really cool to, like, design buildings and
bridges. Good for you, because you need that.
Yeah.
I mean, this building we're in is not going to last forever. We need somebody to design a new one after a while. It's been here a long time. Brindley, what do you want to do after school?
I'm still figuring out, but I think I want to do something in design. And with SkillsUSA, it's kind of helping me discover these opportunities that I have.
Well, that's great, because you design T-shirts.
Mm-hmm, and pins.
And pins?
Yep.
Okay, like the pins you wear on your lapel?
Huh?
Oh, okay, that's pretty neat. Do you make them?
I don't make them, I just design them.
You just let somebody else do the
hard work. Yes, someone else can do that.
Okay. Sophia, what do you want to do after school?
So I would like to go into music teaching. And that's actually one of the jobs that I applied for my job interview at State.
Music teaching. Do you play an instrument now?
Yeah, I play two different instruments, French horn and guitar.
Now, I will tell you, my wife started teaching me to play the piano about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't practice. I mean, I just started, I was in the, where I started to use my left hand as well. I got the right hand down. Now I got to use the left hand. And I did simple songs, but I got to tell you, it's tough learning an instrument. My brother played the guitar, the organ, played the clarinet, played everything. He was very musically talented. He just pick it up and he can play it. On the other hand, his brother couldn't do any of that stuff.
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
Thank you. Sounds like my wife. Well, that's good. My wife, who plays the piano and the guitar, she wanted to learn the ukulele, so I bought her a ukulele for Christmas.
Oh.
And you know, I'm just here. I feel like I'm in Hawaii in the house. It's just strumming a ukulele around. Okay, we have Lucy.
Yep. I would like to go into the Air Force or Marines. I think I love helping people, and I feel like that's one of the best ways I can do that, is protecting people.
Yesterday in these chairs, I am one of those chairs anyway, I had First Alder Malik Frazier was in here. He's an alder for the 1st District. He's also a sheriff's deputy, and he also is a lieutenant in the Army Reserves. So, I mean, this guy's doing all of it. So you want to go in the Air Force, huh?
Yeah.
One of my people I hired here years ago, Scott Nolivac, he was a radio guy, but he wanted to do something more, so he went into the Air Force. He was there 8 years in the U.S. Air Force. And I remember when they called me up for a reference on Scott. And they said, so he wants to get into the Air Force? And they said, yeah. I said, you're not going to let him fly any planes. Oh, no, he's going to be in computers in the Air Force. I said, good. I don't want him flying planes. See, he's not that. Do you want to fly?
I want to fly planes for around 10 years, and then the U.S. Army will pay for my college after that.
That's
smart.
And
I'd like to go into being a lawyer.
Learn on somebody else's dime. That's good.
College is expensive.
Alex.
I don't want that.
Alexander.
I would also like to do some form of engineering, probably mechanical engineering, because I really enjoy designing things and trying to build things and also seeing how certain things, like, work. Yeah.
Well, that's great. You know, you all have lofty goals. That's good. Because, you know, people here, high school kids are always getting in trouble. They're going to have cops in the hallways and stuff. But you guys are different.
It unfortunately is true like that in high school. But there are still kids that try very hard to reach their goals and build a career for themselves afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Some kids are just too busy to cause trouble.
He wasn't a troublemaker in my high school, but he always had the parties at his house with the liquor, the alcohol and stuff in high school. Yeah, he grew up, he got out of all that and became a surgeon. And to this day, he's still a surgeon. And who would have suspected that? This guy was holding the drinking parties at his house when he wasn't supposed to. And now he's Dr. Dean Copley. He's a surgeon. Who would have thunk it? All right. Well, you guys are good. Let's do a quick review here. You're all part of the Skills USA competition, Skills USA Wisconsin. But this is nationwide or just Wisconsin?
Yeah, nationwide. This is nationwide.
Skills
actually,
USA.
There's some.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Skills USA.
And there's actually some international stuff.
That's why you guys are smart. I didn't catch that. Skills USA. And so you won in the regionals. Now, it's not the Wisconsin. It's the regional. What, Southeast Wisconsin area here?
Yes.
Wisconsin is divided into five regions for Skills USA. We're in District 5, and I'm actually running for District 5 Vice President with the state office team.
Well, that's pretty neat. All right. So now you got the region. This was in a Gateway here. Was it the Racine Gateway?
Sturtevant Gateway.
Yeah.
Sturtevant Gateway. Okay. So you did Gateway. Now you're going to go off in April to the state competitions.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be held at the Alliance Center?
Yep.
In Madison. Then you go off to, is it the Nationals in Atlanta?
The Nationals in Atlanta.
Georgia, Atlanta.
I know. I lived there for 3 years in Atlanta. I worked down there and got to learn y'all. When you get go to the judge, you can say, how y'all doing? So you got to go like that. You get right on the good side right away. Don't sound like Wisconsin when you get down there. You go, hey, y'all, looking pretty nice down here. I like it. All right. I'm proud of you, students. I mean, this is great. I like the Blazers. I really didn't expect that today. That's really good. And step over just a second. Come on, just a second here. This is your, I want to say advisor.
Advisor.
Oh, see, you can't do that.
Advisor.
Advisor. And you're Adelson as well.
Yes, Amy Adelson.
Amy Adelson. And you are with which school now?
I'm with Gifford and Schulte this year.
You're both schools?
Yep. And all of the CASE students are alums from those schools. So
I had them
last year. I had the pleasure.
Do you get to go with them to all their competitions?
I do see them at regionals and at state and hopefully nationals this year.
You get a free trip to Atlanta, huh?
That would be nice, yeah.
Y'all? Y'all? Southern fried cauliflower?
Yes. Lots of Coke, too.
Coca-Cola. That's right. That's the home of Coca-Cola. Yes. That's right. Very good. All right. Well, I'm very proud of you guys. And so after the competitions in Madison, you guys going to come back, the winners? You're all invited back, of course.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. Yeah, chances look good or what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Very proud of all of you. That's really good. Do you have any siblings who are in the same thing, doing the same thing?
My older sister, Olivia, she goes to Union Grove. She wanted to join Skills USA, but it's more technical, and she doesn't really do construction and stuff, but she next year probably will be joining as a junior.
Yeah, my wife's an alumni of Union Grove High School.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, very good. My wife has done everything. She worked for the police department. She worked for hospitals. She was a phlebotomist. And you know what a phlebotomist is?
Blood work.
Yeah. That's right. Very good. And she did everything. This is the only thing I've ever done. I just can't deal with the public.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very proud of you. Let me get your names again here. It's Landon McCoy.
Yep.
That's yo. We've got Brinley Adelson.
Yep.
Okay. We've got Sophia Kress.
Hello.
We've got Lucy Bittner.
Hi.
Alexander Ditter.
Yeah.
From Gifford. Well, I'm very proud of you guys, and I can't wait to get back here and in April.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Win or lose, you can come back, okay? How's that? You don't have to. You know, great smiles, too.
Thank you.
Are you happy, Landon? Okay. I didn't see a big smile out of you. And thank you very much for bringing them in here today, Amy. I do appreciate that. All right, guys. All right. Go set the world on fire. That's what you got to do. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, bro, thank you for coming in this morning. And I want to thank somebody else who set this up. And I got his name here.
Daniel Beekles.
It's Dave Amoroso. He's the one who first contacted me from Skills USA. You know him? Dave? Yeah. He contacted me and set this up. And I said, get him in here.